gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, March 19th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us in this hour on Tuesdays is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pick Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck and Randy.
Hey, I saw the flyer. I posted it on my Twitter account, shared it, tagged Iron Pig Smokehouse on it as well. And basically, you're wanting people to show up at the Iron Pig on April 9th. I want to talk about that right out of the gate this morning.
Yeah, we got a chance to be part of history, really. And that's not understating it by any means. I know it might sound a little bit ridiculous, but these are the times that we're living in. I was just on Justin Barclay's show this morning talking about, you know, we're 4 years out from the original executive orders from Whitmer, and there are still powers that local government and state government still have that they refuse to give up, and that is what I am going after, kind of at the behest of Judge Hunter, who gave us our win back in January of 2022. He said that there are some other laws on the books that are, quote, suffering the same fatal flaw, and we brought him five statutes specifically that enumerate power by an unelected local health director or health official. And that is unconstitutional. You cannot have somebody in the executive branch writing law. And that's what's been happening for the last 4 years. And we're continuing that fight on a local level here. What is it? April 9th, 2:00.
Yeah. Kind of interesting too, because the other side, the Attorney General's office, who's been basically representing the health department, they tried to even judge shop and try to change the venue. Explain that to the folks.
Yeah, so it's kind of entertaining, actually, when you can step back and look at the totality of these things. This attorney is relatively younger, not trying to be an ageist, but he's, let's just say, inexperienced to this whole thing that we have going on. We're seasoned in lawfare at this point, you know, 3.5 years since we've been involved in this stuff. And some of the arguments that they're making are a little bit entertaining. They're basically saying that separation of powers doesn't exist at the local level, and that, you know, executive can basically write law, among some other silly arguments. But it's just kind of one of those things, like, you're out of your depth, pal. Sorry. And it will probably show in the public hearing on April 9th.
Well, one of the things I find entertaining, and you mentioned it, was Judge Hunter, you know, saying, you know, you're not done yet. According to certain statutes, a certain way these regulatory agencies are operating in, you need to bring these cases forward, put it in my courtroom, And let's see, in fact, if he does rule in your favor, could potentially change the way Lansing and these bureaucratic agencies operate here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, and what he was saying was, and it's a brilliant opinion, I mean, Supreme Court level, Michigan Supreme Court level stuff, when he was saying that, you know, what constitutes an epidemic? Basically, whatever the health director says. So these local statutes, you know, when they're talking about may reasonably harbor an infection at the Iron Pig, a health officer, not even a director, can make that determination. And those are the things that we're going after. And the judge shopping thing is hilarious because the court rule says that it has to go back to Judge Hunter from all of our previous things that happened. And some of these statutes were used against us that were then used to put a temporary restraining order against me and the Iron Pig, find me in contempt of court, all of these things that happened in January of 2021. So this is what we're fighting.
Excellent, excellent. Good place for a break. More discussion with Ian Murphy, the owner of Iron Pig Smokehouse. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our interview with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Ian, I got a couple of text messages. In the case that's being heard on April 9th, is this decision final, or do they have the ability to appeal it in the appellate court?
That is a great question. So they absolutely will have the opportunity to appeal this. So this is a declaratory action that we're bringing. So there's no monetary damages. We're simply asking the judge to look at the constitutionality based on his previous conclusions in our previous case. So they will have an opportunity to appeal it. We do expect, again, the judge has to basically follow his ruling from before and in recertified questions, which is Michigan Supreme Court from October 2020. All of this precedent he has to follow. So we do anticipate him to rule in our favor based on past precedent. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to win, but yes, the long answer to that is yes, they do have the opportunity to bring that to the Court of Appeals.
Well, as a follow-up then from me, if they appeal it, don't they have to appeal it on the basis that the judge ruled in your favor unconstitutionally, that according to statute, according to actual Michigan-compiled laws that are on the books, that they were basically sanctioned or lost the case to you based on the judge's wrong interpretation of the laws or what's currently on the books? Isn't that correct?
Well, yes, in part. And really, it has to do with what Hunter puts in his ruling. They could go all the way back and attempt to make the argument that Hunter should have never heard this case. I would not be surprised by that at all. These are people that have unlimited resources at their availability. Now, this is a law firm that is representing our local four-county health department out of Traverse City, I believe. But you know what will end up happening is when they appeal, you know the Attorney General's office is going to get involved. They're going to have to, because this is a public health code is what these are. So it does have state ramifications, even though when we win, it will only have precedent in our health department district. Hopefully that makes sense.
So just in the four counties of Antrim, Otsego, Charlevoix, and Emmett, would these rulings apply?
Yes, this action is directly against the health department of Northwest Michigan.
But based on that being precedent, couldn't then other health board agencies around the state of Michigan file the same type of complaint based on Judge Hunter's ruling opinion, even after the appeal? They could use it for a basis to basically put their health departments in check as well.
Right. So long as you meet the requirements for standing and mootness. Or against mootness, I should say. So, for example, you know, if you just opened a restaurant in Ottawa County, for example, you wouldn't necessarily have any standing to bring a declaratory action. Now, for example, in Sheboygan County, where I have done business, I can go to Sheboygan County and file this action because I have standing. The mootness doctrine is no longer in play because of T&V Associates, a case that was brought in the Court of Claims, which is making its way to Michigan Supreme Court. So all of these things are all stepping stones that we get to stand on. And this next big one is April 9th at 2:00, where we get to actually be in court for the first time in 4 years. All of our hearings and all of these things have all been via Zoom. I've never had the opportunity to actually sit in court and see everything that's happened and be in front of a judge. This is the first time this gets to happen. And it's right here where it should be, in our hometown venue, literally across the street from the Iron Pig.
Now, the other caveat to that, as I'm listening to you talk, you've actually, because of your Iron Pig catering business, you've actually done practice your trade in conducting business activities in many counties surrounding Otsego County here in northern Michigan. You could then take this ruling, what you're saying, to these other counties as well.
Yeah, what I would like to think would happen is that our legislators would start to pick up on this and see exactly what's happening and start to draft some legislation to amend these statutes that have this ambiguous language reasonably believes an individual has an infection without further evidence. These are the terms that they're using. Reasonable and necessary is what knocked down the emergency powers of the Governor Act. Now, I do want to say really quick, I actually got a chance to talk to Ken Borton, my state representative. We had talked about him briefly on the show last week. He came by on Saturday during the St. Paddy's Day parade and got a chance to talk to him for a quick minute. His health is good. I got to ask him about that. So whoever was out there questioning his health, he's in good health. But more importantly, well, that actually is monumentally important, but important to the conversation we're having, he has introduced or is part of a three-bill package that is being introduced or is introduced in the House that seeks to refund fines, court costs, and attorney fees for anybody that has been fined by the health department or by the governor from COVID mandates and the such. Among some other things, I believe there's three bills that he mentioned. That is one of them. One of them is to limit the power of the governor. I have not had a chance to read these, but you can bet that I will be reading them with a fine-tooth comb and hopefully offering up any additions or deletions that we can make these things actually get through the House. And, you know, it's going to be tough to get some of these signed by this governor right now, but that does not mean they shouldn't be trying. And I give props to Ken Borton. You know, I haven't been his biggest fan. Everybody probably knows that, but he is my state representative and he is doing something in this. It has been a long road, but finally there is something getting done. And you know, I got to give props to that.
Well, my question is with this speaker that we have, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, the 54-54 split gridlock until these April elections come about, they get back their majority. I question whether these bills will even see a committee hearing, let alone a floor vote on the House floor.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, that is the environment that they get to work in, right? And it's always a consideration when going into politics, is a conversation we had last week.
Sure.
I can see Joe Tate not bringing this. But if these folks have the conversation about this package of bills, or at least the one referring to bringing refunding fines, court costs, there is legal precedent on the books. And what they need to say is, do you not believe in Michigan's Constitution? Do you not believe in Article 2? Do you not – separation of powers – do you not believe in Articles 4, 5, and 6, which specifically enumerate and vest the powers in each separate but equal branch? It's that simple how they should be talking about this package of bills. And we'll see what happens going forward. But you are absolutely correct. They may never see the light of day.
Right. And especially if they do get voted on in the House, will the Senate take them up? And number three, will the governor actually sign them? So, you know, I think it's going to take after the 26th election. We're looking at possibly January of 2027 before these bills really, I think, have a snowball chance in heck of getting passed and signed into law.
Right. You know, and I've heard this argument for a long time, and you're absolutely correct, and I'm not trying to deny that. But that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be trying to get these things in, right? This is their job. This is my biggest complaint since Ken Borton stood on a stage in January of 2021 during our Freedom Rally, in which he said, I'm going to Lansing to do exactly this. Now they are doing it. That is their job. The judicial branch is also doing their job. On April 9th, Judge Hunter will be doing his duly elected duty and looking at the constitutionality of these five arguments that we're bringing to him. He has to follow the precedent that has been set for the last couple of years. And this is how the other mechanism, the other lever, is meant to work. We go to the judicial branch. We take up our arguments there. Due process is such a thing, and it has been denied for years on a lot of these cases. And we're so grateful that we get to do it right here in Otsego County.
Well, it's pretty interesting. And again, I want you to tell the folks about the invite that you have. I'll be broadcasting the show from the Iron Pig on April 9th. Get done with the microphone at noon. But then you're actually hosting folks to come have a lunch and have a discussion, purchase their lunch there and have a discussion with your attorney at 1 o'clock, who's actually going to be making arguments in front of Judge Hunter.
Yeah, so I actually, David would never, my attorney would normally never do this before a hearing, but, you know, we've gone through these arguments over and over. So at around noontime, we're going to have a luncheon buffet. We're kind of calling it a tailgate party without being, you know, too unserious about it. But that is the idea. You know, there are so many questions about why we are continuing this fight. And David has agreed, and my friend Drew Spanning, who's on the podcast with us, he's going to host sort of a Q&A session and town hall, if you will, about the arguments that we are making and the ones that he will be hopefully getting plenty of leeway to make in court on Tuesday, April 9th at 2 o'clock.
Excellent. Also, you launched the new Price Slide gift cards for the Iron Pig. How's that going? Where are we at on that current campaign?
So we wrapped that up. That was just a couple of days that we did because it was such a crazy low deal. I mean, Randy, we've never sold a $25 gift card for anything less than like 14 bucks, I think. This one ended up going down to $9. So we ran it for just about 48 hours. And the first time we ran it, we crashed an Amazon server. So we ran it again and had an outstanding, I mean, we had people buying these by the 10s and 12s. It was that crazy of a deal. I mean, people coming up for vacation, for golf, for something this summer. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You're paying $8.95 for a $25 gift card. I mean, I don't even know how they talked me into doing the dang thing because I'm giving away so much. But we love doing this because, you know, we get to partner with a Gaylord software company and doing these things. And, of course, we love giving out great deals.
Right. And now with people coming up in spring, summer, like you say, golf season is coming. It's a great place to go eat, especially. I love to see, you know, these guys like eight at a time. You know, they got two foursomes and they're all wearing their Nike baseball caps or Titleist or whatever. And they got the farmer tans going on the arms and the foreheads. And I'm like, yeah, you guys are definitely golfers. I see you guys from a mile away.
I'll tell you the best part about barbecue is that so many people love barbecue, whether you're a biker, a golfer, a teacher. I mean, it doesn't matter. Everybody, for the most part, loves barbecue. And, you know, we're always talking about restaurants and taverns being the gathering places, and we miss that so much in 20 and 21.
Right.
That barbecue gets to bring all of these different areas of culture together over one thing. And it's pretty cool to see. And we love having the golfers. You know, we're, you know, two resorts. You know, we have seven golf courses. You know, you have to drive past us to get to eight or nine of them.
Right.
So we're lucky to be right here in downtown.
Yes. Excellent. And lastly, still considering, still having conversations about possibly running for county commissioner there in Otsego and or other offices?
Yeah, I'll tell you, we've been talking about it, and I think right now, Randy, I'm out. I think I'm going to be out for running for county commissioner right now, unless something drastic changes. It looks like I've got a mission ahead of me this next year, and I think I would be doing probably a disservice if I tried to do that.
What district are you in again?
I'm in Bagley Township.
So is that District 5?
I don't even know what my district
is. I don't either. I'll check the map and report on it. So, all right, brother, we appreciate the information. Again, April 9th, put it in your calendar. Save the date. We want you at the Iron Pig starting at noon as soon as I get off the air and then go over to the courthouse at 2.
Yep, courtroom is open to the public.
Very good. Thanks, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.